from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Amy Standen with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Thousands of babies in the U.S. are born each year with brain defects that can cause lifelong disability or even death. Brain injuries can happen during delivery, while the fetus is developing, or as a result of premature birth. Some of the nation's leading research on infant brain damage is happening right here at UC San Francisco. Deirdre Kennedy tells us about the newest ways that doctors are helping babies with brain problems live more normal lives.
Yeah, that's Luke.
At UC San Francisco Children's Hospital, one-year-old Luke Dimitropoulos squirms in his mom's arms as doctors put him through a battery of developmental tests.
Now, is he starting to say a few words and stuff?
Every time he sees a dog, he goes, Doug! Doug!
And dada.
And dada and mama.
Dr. Sonia Bonifacio is part of the medical team assessing whether Luke's speech and motor skills are developing as they should for his age.
He is definitely doing the things that are expected. Grasping things, putting things in his mouth, taking things from other people, trying to tell us what he's seeing. Is that you?
1 year ago, Luke was on life support in the hospital's neonatal ICU. His mom, Kelsey, who's 21, says her pregnancy was normal right up until the delivery. Then Luke's heart rate plummeted. So doctors decided to deliver him by emergency C-section.
He was not born alive. They revived him after about 15 minutes and then transferred him to UCSF. They didn't expect him to live the first night, let alone the next couple days.
Luke suffered from what's known as hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, a potentially fatal lack of oxygen to the brain that happens to 1 in 1,500 newborns.
And that's probably the classic condition that leads to cerebral palsy and other problems of cognition and neurodevelopment.
Dr. David Roach is UCSF's chief of neonatal neurology.
It's a situation that's been recognized for at least 150 years, although until recently there really haven't been any protective therapies for that situation.
The UCSF team put Luke through a therapy they've been using for the past 2 years, designed to improve the brain's ability to heal itself. Using a special cooling blanket, they bring the baby's core temperature down by several degrees. They monitor babies on video and follow their brain patterns with electrodes attached to a computer. A few days after Luke was born, an MRI scan of his brain showed much less brain damage than doctors expected. Several large-scale studies have found that cooling can reduce problems in babies with moderate brain damage. But UCSF is the only hospital to assess long-term outcomes.
We have seen some dramatic and unexpectedly good outcomes on MRIs since instituting hypothermia. We need to have the long-term follow-up to actually tell what's the impact of school age. Do they have cognitive deficits and other sorts of things that will only show up later on?
It's not clear why cooling helps the brain. One theory is that it slows the metabolism and reduces the need for oxygen. It also prevents swelling that could further damage tissues. The technique is used successfully in hospitals across the country to treat adults with strokes, but so far it hasn't been used on newborn stroke victims. And stroke happens to 1 in every 4,000 newborns. While neurological treatments for newborns lag far behind adults, UCSF has developed better diagnostic tools.
If you look to the right through the window, that's the MRI scanner.
Dr. Jim Barkovich, director of pediatric neuroimaging at UCSF, has designed a tiny incubator just for newborns that fits into a regular MRI machine.
If we were doing a baby now, we'd take the table out because our incubator is built on an MR table. Then they also have little earplugs and earmuffs, so we try to reduce the noise as much as possible.
With faster scanning capability, researchers can even make detailed brain images during pregnancy.
I'd say the earliest we like to scan fetuses is 20 weeks.
An MRI scan of the brain can reveal abnormalities like lesions, deformities, or evidence of strokes or seizures. One of the leading causes of infant brain damage is premature birth. Neonatologist Dr. Yao Sun shows me an MRI of a baby who was born at 30 weeks and the same baby 10 weeks later.
And you can see the big difference in terms of how much brain there is. So the brain has grown, and the continued development of the folding of the brain.
During the last 4 weeks of gestation, Sun says, the fetal brain grows by a third.
The brain cells themselves, particularly the neurons, are still multiplying, and they're making incredible numbers of connections to each other. And that's how the brain is learning to communicate.
Doctors at UCSF are trying to develop in utero treatments for potential brain defects. In the meantime, they are finding that newborn babies' brains are so adaptable that with early intervention, they can sometimes rewire themselves and build new neural pathways around the damaged ones. For Quest, I'm Deirdre Kennedy.
You can find MRIs of preemie infant brains on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the William K. Bowes Jr. Foundation.